Well, I certainly think that the numbers demonstrate that this was one of the largest and most successful celebrations that have occurred in Baltimore and for the state of Maryland. It certainly was a great way to highlight the role that Baltimore and Maryland played in the War of 1812, and it's just the beginning of this three-year celebration of that war and what Maryland's involvement was.
In terms of economic impact, this is far more than just a one-day Ravens game, the Preakness, an Orioles championship series. I mean, this how does this compare?
Well, this is we think this is the perhaps the largest economic impact, or certainly the largest event that has occurred. The one that we have looked into to see that maybe comes close to it was the op sale in 2000, where media reports referenced about 1.5 million people in attendance. This attracted about 1.54 million people over a week-long type activities, obviously free events that were spread out throughout the Baltimore region. And the economic impact of $166 million for that week-long event is both direct and indirect. The economic impact is very significant.
Well, I mentioned that this is not the last of the celebration events. There are going to be battle reenactments next year, and then, of course, a longer celebration for the bicentennial of the Battle of Fort McHenry in 2 years. How does Baltimore top the success?
Well, I think obviously we keep playing off our strengths. Baltimore, this is really a program that talks about things that happen throughout the state of Maryland. As you say, next year there'll be a lot of focus on various parts of the war and skirmishes that occurred in various places throughout the state. Maryland as a state has as many as 600 locations that were part of that war. But then a culmination is in September 2014, where we do celebrate both the Star Spangled Banner, the flag, as well as the national anthem. And we think that by bringing back ships again that time, naval ships, as well as the Blue Angels, that we can have a similar event and success that we had this year.
On a final question, at the time celebration occurred and right after it, we had a lot of calls on our station and there were letters to the editor and such, comparing this event to, say, the Baltimore Grand Prix, and that Baltimore needs to attract more events like celebration, fewer events like the Grand Prix. Let me get your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't think you can actually compare the two. Again, celebration at this time was a one-time free event spread out over multiple venues that was tied to a specific commemoration, that is the bicentennial of the War of 1812. The Grand Prix is a more ticketed type event. It does recur on a regular yearly basis over a weekend period of time. So, again, you're comparing apples to oranges there. The reality is that I think there's room for both types of events to occur, and the economic impact of both is significant. But the reality is that what happened with Celebration, as well as what happens with the Grand Prix, is that you can see that Baltimore is a destination location that attracts a lot of visitors, and we do have the capability of putting on world-class activities.